Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. This weekend kicks off the opening weekend of Bemidji Community Theater's production of The Sound of Music. And in studio to talk about it with us are Mary Anderson, who plays Maria, Clara Anderson Cameron, who plays Marta Von Trapp, Christine Cannon, who's both the stage manager and Sister Agatha, and Chuck Dieter, Captain Von Trapp. Full disclosure, I'm in the play too. I'm Sister Sabine. So let me get your mics up. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Christine, I'll start with Christine.
Okay.
You've been involved both behind the scenes and on stage for probably seemingly countless BCT productions at this point. Can you tell us a little history of the BCT, the Bemidji Community Theaters, for our listeners who maybe don't know?
Sure. Bemidji Community Theater is now in its 37th year in Bemidji. And its basic mission is to provide opportunities for people to become involved in live theater production. And on any level, we have behind the scenes, we have on stage. We always need people who can sew, which seems to be a lost art nowadays.
Right.
But it started with people reading on the radio to doing small shows. Its first stage production was in 1982. And this year, our first production of our season was the 100th production. So Sound of Music is 101, no Dalmatians, but 101 productions of Bemidji Community Theater.
Okay, what was their first production?
The first onstage production?
Yeah.
That would have been a dual production of, oh gosh, I know that too.
Gotcha.
It might come to you.
It'll come to me.
Before we're done talking.
Yes.
So, well, you could talk a little bit about, and you just kind of mentioned it, there's so much that goes in to a theater performance, whether it's a huge production like the one that we're in right now.
This particular production is the largest production Bemidji Community Theater has ever done. The cast is 51 members.
Oh, man. All those people need costumes. They all need shoes.
97 pair of shoes and counting.
And you're keeping track of all these things.
I am keeping track of every pair of shoes.
What else goes into a theater production that people just don't recognize when they walk into a theater and it just happens magically?
Yes, and that's what we want it to be. We want it to be magic for the audience.
Yeah.
And that's why we work so hard. We have costumes. There's, as you can tell, there's hundreds of costumes. In this particular production, the Von Trapp children change clothes 8 times. And the captain and Max change clothes 3 times, sometimes 4 times. Maria changes clothes, how many times do you change clothes, Maria?
10 times.
Ten times. Oh, yeah. And one of them's a wedding dress with a train that's 20 feet long. So all of those things have to be found or made. And that has to be done by the staff. The staff is typically all volunteer. Some people get, particularly if it's grant funded, there are some people who get a small remuneration.
Sure.
But it's mostly volunteer work. And we have a crew that's 4 interns. We have 4 interns. We have a crew that's probably totals about 7 people. So 7 people plus the sewers have to do all of this stuff.
Right.
And it's quite intense. There's the building of the set, finding the costumes, repairing the costumes, all of those sorts of things. And it's an amazing amount of work. And just think about how many buttons that need to get sewn on. Mm-hmm. So it's an amazing amount of work and quite complex.
It is a lot of moving parts. It's an old story, The Sound of Music. And since I've been telling people that I'm in the play, I've been shocked that I bump into people who say, I never saw it. I don't know this. I don't know the story. And so I have to kind of debrief them.
I'm surprised at how many people don't know that it exists. They've never heard of Sound of Music.
Yeah. It's an old story. But there are some messages that are still relevant in today's world. Would someone want to share a little bit about that? Chuck?
Oh, okay.
Everybody's pointing to Chuck.
Well, the story is set in late 1930s in Austria. And, of course, during that time, that was the time of the Third Reich Hitler's regime was building and building and building in Europe, in Germany, but they're expanding into other countries. People remembered very very intently what the years were like just before the start of the First World War, 1914. And as a matter of fact, during one of Hitler's expansions, newspapers all across Europe had one huge headline, four characters, 1914, talking about, you know, this whole idea of Germany's expanding again, Germany is becoming warlike again. And there was a movement with a lot of the people living in Austria were ethnic Germans, and there was quite a movement there to simply annex Austria into Germany. They called it the Anschluss. And the story is set in that background. Captain von Trapp is a very patriotic Austrian. He is a former naval commander. In this story, in the story we're doing, The Sound of Music, he's a former battleship commander. Mm-hmm. And, well, the gist of it is that he doesn't want to be forced into accepting a commission in the Navy of the Third Reich. And in the middle of all this, he's a widower. He has seven children, ranging from age 16 to age 7, and they can't keep a governess. He's a widower. He's still unable to cope with the loss of his wife. Mm-hmm. And he spends a lot of time away from home. He can't seem to relate to his children. And into his life comes this governess from local abbey, Maria. And, you know, romance ensues.
That's right. The kids fall in love with you. He falls in love with you. People listening to this can't see that I'm staring right at Mary right now, who plays Maria. And Mary, you went to school for performance. Are you definitely focused on that when you were in college? Is that true?
Yes, I have a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree, so I did study theater, arts, and opera. I studied classical music mostly, but performance for the stage.
What do you love about performing?
Maybe taking on the persona of another person, trying to figure out what makes that person tick, trying to figure out how they would act, and just trying to bring them to life so that it's believable and a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. And you do that. I know my parents travel from South Dakota for the shows, and they're always really happy when you're in a show.
Oh, tell them thank you. That's really nice.
Yeah, I will. Clara, you've been in a couple shows.
Yeah.
Why do you keep doing this?
Well, like my mom said, it's really fun to, it's basically make-believe play, but you get to do it in front of a bunch of people. And it's fun to become a new character and get to act out their life and think like they do.
What have practices entailed for you? I'm not on the stage as much as you are because my role is a little different than yours, than one of the von Trapp children or Maria or Captain von Trapp. How much have you been practicing and what have you been putting into this thing?
Well, for the past maybe month, it's been almost every night a week. Mm-hmm. We do some Mondays, some Fridays, and quite a bit of the weekend. So it's a lot of practice.
It is a lot
But
of
it's
practice.
Really fun too, so...
Yeah, so you're going to keep doing it.
She spends time on the piano at home, too, picking out her part and playing the songs.
And she's pretty good.
Thank you.
She's pretty good. I mean, quite seriously, you have a good voice and got some acting talent, and it's working out really well.
Thank you so much.
Well, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Would you encourage other kids to get involved in community theater?
Yeah, because most of the plays I've been ensemble, and it's still so much fun because it's just fun to have that family of a cast.
Yeah. You really do, you do start to build your personal community when you are involved in community theater. I know we've met so many people that we would never have met simply through our channels at school or just our channels of employment. It really opens up your world to a bunch of great people that work together.
I would agree with that. I think one of the things that needs to be said about this story, you know, Chuck told a little of the history, but this is based on a true story. In fact, the von Trapps, when they escaped Germany, ended up in the United States, and there is a home in Stowe, Vermont that's now the museum, and there are still some of the von Trapp descendants alive today. And so that needs to be said. They escaped the Third Reich by going over the mountains.
Literally walking over the mountains.
Well,
correct.
Well, they didn't walk. I mean, the actual story, the actual story and the actual characters are quite a bit different from the story we're portraying on stage.
Okay.
Their histories and their personalities and so forth were quite a bit different. Their names were quite a bit different. The names of the children and so forth were quite a bit different. But it's essentially those are they. It's essentially a true story that they were in Austria. They couldn't agree with the Third Reich, with the the Nazi philosophy and so forth, and were forced to flee the country.
Well, tickets are available around Bemidji at both the Ken K. Thompson Jewelry Store and at Iverson Corner Drug. And I know that, Christine, you wanted to talk a little bit briefly about another special event coming up with the theater.
In the middle, in between the two weekends of Sound of Music, Bemidji Community Theater is presenting Venny and Friends, and it is a fundraiser for Bemidji Community Theater. Joe Venny, who is well known by many in the community, decided he wanted to do something to help community theater, and he and Karen Bradley put together this variety show, in effect. And both Mary and Chuck are performing in the variety show, and we will be hearing them. We will be hearing Joe and Karen reprise some of their songs from when they did Fiddler on the Roof back in 1992, I believe it was.
Oh, wow.
When they played Golda and Tevye. And that show is at 7:30 on Wednesday, November 15th, and tickets are $10. And we encourage people to come out for that as well. I will say that in terms of tickets for Sound of Music, get yours soon. It is my understanding there's maybe only 30 tickets left for opening night.
Boy.
Or thereabouts. They're going to go fast. So if you want to go opening night, get your ticket soon. And as soon as word of mouth hits the street, second weekend's going to be a choice ticket.
That's right. That's right. Is there anything else anybody would want to mention, or Clara?
Well, you said earlier about some of the descendants still being alive.
Yeah.
The Maria and the captain's youngest son is in his 70s, and he's looking after, they opened a ski lodge, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking after the ski lodge with their grandson, too.
Oh, my gosh. So you've done a lot of investigation, it sounds like, into this family as you've been working on your character.
Yeah.
She has. She told me last night, in full disclosure, that Maria fell in love with the kids first and then gradually grew to like and then perhaps love the captain.
Yeah.
It a little bit more forward in this show.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't quite the grand romance that, portraying on stage.
You have to boil it down to a couple hours.
Yeah, we sure do, but the grand romance is with the kids, and they do a great job. They're pretty adorable.
Yeah.
I want to say that with the kids, there are 7 Von Trapp children. 3 of them are new to the stage.
In this production?
In this production. Very first performance.
Oh, my goodness. So get on out, support local theater, and leave a different person than you walked in as.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having us, Katie.
Again, tickets are available at Ken K. Thompson Jewelry in Bemidji and also at Iverson Corner Drug. And the Venny and Friends event will be on the 15th.
Correct.
At the Chief Theater?
At the Chief Theater.
Okay, and tickets for that are $10 per person to support the Bemidji Community Theater in Bemidji. Right. Thanks, gang.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.
Pulling bread, love, come no too far, so.